You're all right. So the next morning, he went. I took the bus there. And the temple site is such that it is on a plinth. There are about 12 steps, you see, stone steps are there. And it's on a plinth. A huge temple is there. So I parked the bus right along the steps, the lowest, the last step that was there, the lowest step. And all the women went out. I remained seated in my bus, in the bus there. That was the usual custom. I had not to come out because of Mehramani and others were there. So I just kept myself aloof. That's all. The women, Baba and the women went there. And sure enough, that boy, I'm seeing from my driver's seat, the boy comes there and takes them there. I just remain seated. I don't care. What Baba is taking them is fine. Very good. So, say about 20 minutes may have passed by, or half an hour at the most must have passed by. And I think that they are having a good time there and all that. That's how I think. I'm all by myself. All of a sudden, I hear loud clap, you see. So I look out, and Baba is there, and there's a fat person. And I spotted him to be the same Panda who was there. So what had happened was, I don't know what has happened. So Baba is very much, seems to be very annoyed and upset with this man. And what he did was, he just caught hold of him like this. And he is pushing him down, and he got him down, you see. They're both running, actually. Baba is after him, and he's been pushed, so, and he's... He's just made to throw down the steps, you see. And he just goes on, you see.
Tumbles down.
Tumbles down. Not fall down, but he just goes down like that. Yeah. Baba tells him, hold him tight. Hold him with the grip and keep him here. He's all the time meddling and coming inside, you see, all the time.
So he was not to come, actually.
So what I heard later on from Baba was that in spite of my having explained to him, he wanted to see the women and the sandal, and he was there. Baba says, it's all right, you keep there, twice he told. But then he didn't listen. So that's what... Suppose if you had seen that, what would have happened?
That's right.
This can't be done.
This cannot be done. And suppose if you
were... with my scheme.
If you were at the time of Jesus, suppose if you were to turn the tables or the money changes and...
Oh, I wouldn't have had to do
that. You wouldn't have been a Christian.
No, absolutely.
You'd have been a money changer.
So there are these sides, different sides, you see, of the Godman.
I remember Erishman Pendu talked about that. It was Baba's timing, because it was at the time when I was doing all disgruntled about that. And I really was. I heard all these stories of trashing his Mandali and Manzo. I mean, it really disturbed me. Father Margo too. And we were talking to Pendu about it. But I didn't know, you see, that Pendu had been in Manzoni. I thought, this kindly old man, you know, I didn't realize he was one of them. And he was
kindly old, such a young man.
This was so amazing. He was saying, oh, how he loved him, and oh, how he trained us. Mm. Oh, really? When, how did he train you? Oh, the days in Bombay and Manzoni. You know, he used to beat us. He used to take off his sandals and he'd chase us around and beat us. Oh, he trained us. My mouth dropped open. he did. And it was said with such love. Remembrance with such a fond affection.
If we could beat our children like that.
It was a training time at the time.